Thank you, Mr. Chairperson. My name is Roop Sunar, and I represent Dignity Initiative, which exclusively work for the empowerment of Dalit community in Nepal. Dalits are the group of people who are placed at the bottom of social hierarchy and suffer from structural exploitation, discriminatory state, and social institutions. On the 30th anniversary of UN Declaration on Minorities, we have gathered here to review and reflect this document and map a new direction. There are legislative measures in place in Nepal. Despite the promulgation of such laws, crimes against Dalit are rampant and the perpetrators continue to enjoy impunity. Article 40 of the Constitution has ensured Dalit participation in the state mechanism through a proportional inclusion system. However, their representation in the decision-making positions continues to decrease since the first Constituent Assembly election. The Constitution of Nepal envisions 7 inclusion commissions to advocate the rights of marginalized and deprived communities. Surprisingly, one such commission, the National Inclusion Commission, submitted a report to the government to end the reservation system. This report is regressive, and in the eventuality of its recommendations being accepted, it will decrease the participation of the marginalized groups in the estate mechanism by a considerable extent. The recommendations are as follows. Ensure meaningful representation of the Dalit community in estate mechanism by amending existing electoral laws. Enforce the enactment of all national and international anti-discrimination laws to protect and promote Dalit human rights and maintain rule of law, political and social stability in Nepal. Adopt and implement the National Human Rights Action Plan, incorporating recommendations received from several human rights instruments in relation to Dalit community. Diversity within the Dalit community, particularly among Dalit women, Madhesi Dalit, and those living in remote areas, must be accorded high priority while allocating resources and opportunities. I thank you, Mr. Chairperson.